Flyers looking to respond. Oh! Campbell just destroyed
Oberger. A warm hug from Campbell. Oh, good.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Yes, indeed. Breakfast with the Blackhawk, 720 WGN here on the Cochran Show. Today, Brian Campbell with us, as he does regularly here on the program. Brian, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course, this is sponsored by MB Financial Bank. All right, so before we get into the question that has been posed by listeners, let's talk about some of the pressing questions for the Blackhawks. I guess we start with the spat of overtime, the record, the NHL record for starting a season with 5 overtime appearances, I guess you'd say. But what is this for you in your career? Have you been in a situation like this where you've had to play back-to-back overtime games?
No, I don't think. 5 is quite a few. Maybe you play 2 or 3, but 5. But it's not that taxing, when you think about it. It's not like it's going to affect the team. It's 3-on-3. Some of those games that have gone to overtime have been done, very early into overtime. So, the good thing is it means the Hawks are getting points in those games when they go to overtime. And obviously coming through and winning a few of them. So, there's lots of good things to come from it. And obviously you're competing and you're there and the games are close. But, I'm sure they prefer to win in regulation.
Yeah, I think that would be better for all of our blood pressure and general cardiac health. Yeah, I was thinking back to that playoff series with St. Louis, 3 years ago, when I think there were only a couple of overtime games in the series, but every game was a one-goal game. And plus, you're dealing with the prospect of possible elimination. I've got to think, Brian, that's got to be a lot more taxing on you than an overtime regular season game.
Yeah, it's 3-on-3, and in regular season playoffs, so the whole game feels like it's overtime. That's the level that it gets to. At all times, and then playing in overtime. So playoffs is a much different animal. I think it's exciting for the fans. It's not like a baseball game where you go and you play, 12, 13 extra or 13 innings, and it taxes your bullpen, and then the next day you're affected by it. With hockey being 5 minutes, 3-on-3, usually you have probably about 3 rotations, so about 9 guys maybe are getting on the ice in an overtime, and I think a couple of them so far this season have been done early, within maybe the first minute of overtime. So it's exciting for fans. I love watching it. We all like watching overtime and seeing what happens. So there's definitely been some exciting nights at the United Center so far. And, I think the Toronto game that I think about was an exciting game, last game against St. Louis. So it's definitely the entertainment value is there.
Well, and tomorrow night should be also with the anticipated return of Corey Crawford. What's the biggest thing that fans should keep in mind, if in fact, as we expect, Crawford plays tomorrow night, in terms of coming back, playing for the first time, coming off a long layoff?
Well, you look at him in practice, and he looks great, and I think Corey's the type of goaltender that, it seems like he could take as much time as he wanted, and he'd still look great coming back. So, I think for Corey, it'll be a little bit of adjustment not playing since I think it was early, just before Christmas time last year in December. But in saying that, I think when you look at him in future games, I'm sure they're not going to play him like a true number one right away. I'm sure he's going to have a few more off days and some time off. And you got to remember, Cam Ward has played really well so far, I feel like, for the Blackhawks, and giving them a chance to win every night. So that's all you can ask for. So I think with Corey, I think you bring him back slowly and give him the opportunity to kind of get a little bit of the rust off. But to me, he looks like he's moving really well when I've seen him in practice.
Brian, were you at the game on Saturday?
I try to remember my days, but yes, I was at the last game. Yes.
Yeah, so I know that we always say the Blackhawks are the best at everything, and that's true, but have you ever seen anything better than that Duncan Keith 1,000 game tribute ceremony, the video, all of it?
Yeah, you know, the Blackhawks, you know, do a great job with it, and I played my 1,000th game. It was the second last game of the season in Florida, and I was like, my next year, obviously, I came with the Hawks, and I was kind of thinking when I was watching the video, believe me, the Florida Panthers did a great job, and I'm thankful for everything, but I was like, oh, it would have been kind of nice to be able to do it with them, because I feel like the Hawks just take everything to the next level, and the appreciation by the fans was great to see as well, and obviously towards Duncan, you know, it's a special thing for everybody to see everybody wearing the number 2 jersey and warm up, so... you know, it's just great seeing Duncan with his little guy there, Colton.
Oh, I know. Adorable. When he kicked off that video, I about lost it. When he's like, Dad, I'm proud of you.
No,
it's like,
great.
Oh,
yeah.
Can't take it.
I know Dunst does, you know, that's his pride and joy right there. So for him to have him there on the ice and for him to be a little older, I know my girls were, I think, like 3 and 1. So it's a little different. And I think Colton definitely will remember that that night.
All right, today's question to Breakfast with a Blackhawk from a listener is from Elizabeth Luckett. She's from Illinois. She asks, Brian, what current TV shows are you watching or into? That's the
My wife and I are watching Handmaid's Tale right now.
Do you
love it? Very good.
Really?
I love it. It's a little disturbing, I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
But I can't stop watching it either. I think it's very, very, the acting in the show is very good, but it's a little disturbing to me. But also, I can't put it down. So I do like it. I'm enjoying it right now.
Dave, aren't you and your wife? Your wife watches that show, doesn't she?
I don't think so.
I thought she was into Handmaid's Tale. Oh, well.
I'm not sure the girl, I forget her name. I know she was in Mad Men.
Yeah, yeah,
Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
she
she's
Peggy.
Such a good actress.
Peggy in
Mad Men, yeah. So we picked it up. We tried it out. We're on the second season now. We're getting close to being done, but definitely I feel like it's a must watch, but it does disturb me.
Yeah, it's very disturbing.
I will. Yes.
Well, congratulations, Elizabeth. You win an autographed Chicago Blackhawks hockey puck, courtesy of MB Financial Bank. MB means business. Go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit your question for a chance to win. Breakfast with a Blackhawk. Brian Campbell, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate everybody having me on today, and have a good Wednesday.